take this 6th grade social studies class.
My name is Yasmin.
And my name is Jocelyn.
And this is our government. The laws are no carry guns, low speed at all times, don't cross a red light, drugs only, and free candy stores.
Students seem to be enjoying their assignment, coming up with their own system of government. The Latin American Association runs this summer program at Cross Keys High School. It serves 130 6th through 10th graders. Eventually, it will expand to 12. Director Lynette Aponte says the program is academic, but optional.
The purpose is not that you fail the class and then you're going to make it up. It's really for you to gain that knowledge for the next year.
Education experts have long warned about the effects of summer brain drain. Research shows 9 weeks away from school can cause students to forget a lot of what they've learned. Dana Rickman is the director of policy and research at the Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education. She says summer programs like this one can help prevent that.
Especially for low-income kids or students whose English is not their first language, especially if they're not speaking English in the home. Even 4 weeks over the summer can help stave off some of that loss.
Some students, like 6th grader Jose Martinez, admit if they weren't here.
If I wasn't in this program, then I would be, like, home and, like, not knowing what to do, just sitting in front of the computer.
Jose and the other middle schoolers in the program will go to DeKalb's Sequoia Middle School in the fall. The high schoolers will go to Cross Keys. Cross Keys Assistant Principal Tracy Harrell says students in the program will have a leg up in the fall.
Anytime you are offering remediation and additional exposure in terms of enrichment for kids and you're providing it in a relevant way, they're going to always remember that.
One way the program makes content relevant to the students is by showing them the value of some unique skills they may not know they have. Lisa Dillman usually teaches at Emory University, but for a morning, she's teaching soon-to-be 10th graders how to translate documents from Spanish to English. When they finish, Dillman gives the students her impressions.
I teach a class at Emory to graduating seniors who are majors in Spanish and Portuguese, and, you know, you've come pretty close in 45 minutes. So something to really think about. You're already bilingual. Possible career here. I see a lot of talent.
10th grader Jessica Huerta says she's not sure about a career, but being bilingual is an advantage.
They tell me that it's a good thing to know two languages, so I think I'm good with that. Knowing two languages, it's going to help me out in the future.
This program mainly serves Latino students. 99% of the group qualifies for free or reduced meals. Program Director Lynette Aponte says students are tested at the beginning and end of the program to track their progress. She says the idea is to know how kids are doing and provide extra support if needed.
The goal is that our students graduate from high school, and all our students as young as 6th grade can look to the future and see that college is an option for them.
They seem to be planting the seeds, at least. 6th grader Jose Martinez says college is more than just an option for him.
I know I'm going to go and graduate.
Aponte and the other program leaders hope other students will follow suit. Martha Dalton, WABE News.